Waterloo Radio.
Welcome everybody. This is the battle portion of the Mono A Mono Show.
That's
broadcasting to you live here from 142 Waterloo Street in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. And on Rogers Station 946.
That's right, and what you're going to get here is in under an hour, you're going to get... You are going to get 8 songs that fit a certain theme. This week's theme, it's back to school this week.
That's
all
right.
We were talking earlier, the primaries, the intermediates, the
high schools,
the high schools,
the universities,
the colleges,
the daycares,
the
and
teachers,
preschools.
The preschools, the EAs, everyone's back
the
in
TAs,
school.
Everyone. The profs.
Yep. So now what we're doing is we're going through some songs dealing with back to school.
That's right. And
back
then after the show,
right here,
you can go to www.monoamonoradio.com and vote for the DJ that you liked better. And you click on the vote button. And then you select which one you like.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can even now place your vote right on the Facebook application that is located on the Mono A Mono website at that same URL address
that I previously mentioned earlier in the show.
And that's right. So what we're going to do is we're going to scissor, rock, paper it up here.
We're going to get moving because we've got to hustle.
This is season 6 right here of the Mono A Mono Show. You've got this back to school battle upon you.
One, two, three, rock!
Let's rock!
I'm going to defer!
All right, I'm going first.
The best of them.
I'm going first.
Here you are.
I'm gonna get to a song by one of our past features here, a band called Modern Superstitions.
Yes,
now they
I
released.
Remember them.
Yeah, they released a 7-inch LP or EP called School Days.
Oh, good one, Steel.
So what I'm doing is taking the song off that is called School Days.
That's a double whammy right there.
I know. So here it is.
You may have sunk my battleship already.
Modern Superstitions with their skong. School Days right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
Stars don't want me.
All right, there it is. Some School Days by Modern Superstitions off their School Days EP right there on Sound FM in our School Days, well, school battle.
Back to school
Back
battle.
Back to school
yeah.
battle, yeah.
I like that tune. That's a good tune.
It is
So
a
not
good
only
tune.
Was it a good song, but it was school, two school-related themes.
Yeah, it
right
was
there.
Working that one. Yeah. Well, what do you got to follow that one up?
Okay, what I've noticed in the songs that I've selected is the majority of them are songs that are more so about relationships in schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
most notably in high schools.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Are you following me?
Yeah, you love high school.
Because right now what's happening is the students are going back to high school and you know, their hormones are raging. They did a lot of growing over the summer. Some people's bodies are changing. And you know what? There's going to be love blossoming everywhere. Possibly some lust.
Oh, wow.
And so that's why I decided to go with these songs.
So are you setting us up for yours not really having anything to do with school?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, I'm just explaining.
I'm excited to hear
right
what it is.
Because right off the bat, you're going to say, what does that have to do with school? But it's about a high school relationship.
All right, let's
actually my next one is really cool too. It is about a relationship, but it's about something else as well. So anyways, my first song is Teenage Dirtbag by the band Wheatus, which also kind of ties into our season 6 theme because they sing about Iron Maiden, who is the original artist for Number of the Beast, which you played in the Primano show.
Ah, right.
See, I'm bringing it from all angles, biatches. Okay, so, because we got to get moving, I'm going to stop talking. This is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus here on 100.3 Sound FM. Model and model!
Iron Maiden, baby, come with me Friday.
All right, there it is. Some Teenage Dirtbag, baby. By Weedus.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, following up Modern Superstition School Days, right there on the school back-to-school battle. I keep wanting to call it the School Days Battle to promote my first song a little bit more.
I thought you keep on wanting to say back-to-school special or something like that, which kind of sounds like after-school special.
Which is what?
Well, they used to have them on TV when we were
TV,
kids.
Oh, TV, yeah.
When they'd have after-school specials, and they were like, just like something that they didn't normally play during the day, and be like, oh, it's a special show after school, I'm gonna run home so I don't loiter and take gateway drugs.
Ah, nice. Well, speaking of gateway drugs, now, my next band, I'm gonna go with another good one here. School, right in the song title.
Whoa.
In fact, that is the song title.
It's called School?
It's called School.
Whoa.
And I used to listen to these guys quite a bit before their lead singer died.
This is the way he's leading into a song to say this band actually sucks, but I'm playing them anyways.
You might have to eat your words.
Oh, no.
After I mention the band name is Nirvana.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Well, because you were like, this band, I used to listen to this band quite a bit until their lead singer died. Because you couldn't listen to them afterwards. Well,
yeah.
You could.
Well, you listen to the old albums. Stuff, yeah. So, anyways.
Man.
So, anyways, the band I'm talking about is Nirvana. And I'm going right into their song School. You know, he can't believe that there's no recess.
No.
I mean, he must be talking about high school.
Must be. Maybe college or university.
Maybe.
But I think it would be more of a shock going from elementary school to high school.
To high school.
What do you do without recess?
Yeah.
How do you play Foursquare? Although I never played that, but I know other kids did, so I could identify with more people.
Well, off their first album, Bleach, this is Nirvana's song School, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Some School by Nirvana right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Nice.
Yeah. You're listening to the Back to School special right here on Sound FM.
That's right, and this is the Mono a Mono show, and I have successfully removed my foot from my mouth.
Yeah.
After saying that. I didn't know I was saying Nirvana sucked at the time, because I was saying the band that Steel was going to pick was going to suck the way he prefaced it. That's all I'm saying.
I've got to say that none of the bands that I've picked
suck.
For tonight suck.
That's always a good thing when we play songs by bands that don't suck.
Yeah. Well,
that's what we try to do
here. good songs by bands we don't like.
Correct.
So that's the exception, I guess, to the rule.
That's the exception to the rule.
All right, what do you got?
My next song was recommended to me by a very dear friend of mine. And it's a song that I forgot about. It's from probably the late 90s, I want to say. It is more about the hierarchy in high school that exists. Okay? Class systems and all of that sort of stuff. But it also is about a relationship, too. So I chose Popular by Not a Surf. And that's all I'm going to say here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono, mono!
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Some Not a Surf with the song Popular right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. And I got to say, that was a good pick.
Thank you.
I didn't think of it.
I wish it's an oldie. Yeah.
It kind of brings me back to when I was in high school. Maybe,
yeah, for sure.
Maybe that far. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that was probably, I can check, but I think that was probably released when we were just finishing up high school.
Ah, all right. Yeah, it was a damn good one right there.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
Well, still, you played it, so you're taking the credit for it.
Kind of.
Yeah. So, now, DJ Adrox played Not a Surf Popular and Weedus Teenage Dirtbag, whereas DJ Steel has played Nirvana's School and Modern Superstition School Days.
Released June 1996.
There you go, yeah.
There you go.
So, at the end of this program, you're going to want to visit www.monoamonoradio.com, and that's where you can place your votes and find everything Mono a Mono, like live-to-air things and a whole bunch of stuff.
Facebook, you can get our Facebook, our Twitter,
YouTube,
DJ Steel's blog, excellent blog.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, you were saying a bit earlier how all these teacher friends that you have are posting on Facebook and it's annoying you a little bit going back to work because you've been working the whole summer, right?
Damn right.
All right.
I don't get
those
2 months off.
Teachers suck.
I wouldn't say they suck. They just, you know, complain about the fact that they have to go back to work or, you know, there's some people that I defriended off Facebook because I didn't want to see their constant status updates about how everyone working home.
Oh man.
Shut up. Your job.
Well, if I ever get a job, I'm going to complain the day that I have to go in and work.
I know you will. You're always the first one to rub it into me or tell me how many days are left.
Well,
in the school year or until Christmas break or March break or every friggin' break you get. Man.
Well, you know what? You may not be thinking that teachers suck, but Tom Green sure does.
Yeah, he does.
So that's my next selection here. I'm going into Tom Green's song here, Teachers Suck, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
Okay, this is going out to all my teachers from elementary school, from middle school, up to high school and college. I want to say thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for teaching me everything there is to know about this life. And I wrote this song for you as a way of saying thanks. Check it. I like to drink and I like to smoke. My teachers suck because they all a joke. They just folks that couldn't get a job because they were either too stupid or just a knob. The shit they teach, it ain't even shit. I never used algebra one bit. I never learned a thing in class that I need. Except maybe how to score some weed or go to the dance and get laid. Never taught me how I'm getting paid. If it was asshole 101, I'm making the grade. I got a future so bright, I got to wear shades. Instead they got me reading a map. Sweden, where the fuck is that? And why the fuck do I need to know? I just gotta get on a plane and get off in Stockholm. I like to drink, cause I like to smoke. My teachers suck, they all a joke. They just folks that couldn't get a job cause they were either too stupid or just a knob. Yeah, I like to drink. See, I like to smoke. My teachers suck. They all a joke. They just folks that couldn't get a job cause they were either too stupid or just a knob. I'm sitting in biology, carving up a pig who deserves an apology. What the fuck is this telling you? Like how to make bacon and get salmonella, or how to chop up a body in the cellar with ease and agility like the BTK killer? I think it all blows. Why learn about the history of Cyrano's nose? Is that gonna get me a Beamer, a White House, and a wife that'll take me to the cleaners? I don't think so. The best thing I learned was in PE, how to play ping pong. I like to smoke. My teachers suck. They all a joke. They're just folks that couldn't get a job cause they were either too stupid or just a knob. I like to drink. I like to smoke. My teachers suck. They all a joke. They're just folks that couldn't get a job cause they were either too stupid or just a knob.
I'm sitting in geography. I got the cumulonimbus, a bit of topography. I'd much rather learn photography. Take some pictures of bitches and autumn leaves. Then they force feed us that Shakespeare. Like the Merchant of Venice, and it's unclear why everybody calls it all good when nobody I know thinks it's good. Like in 200 years, they'll be teaching the kids Empire Strikes Back. Like it's all genius and crap. Maybe they'll study this rap and talk it up like a matter of fact.
I like to drink.
I like to smoke. My teachers suck. They all a joke. They're just folks that couldn't get a job because they were either too stupid or just a knob.
I like to drink.
I like to smoke. My teachers suck. They all a joke. They're just folks that couldn't get a job because they were either too stupid or just a knob. Thank you very much for teaching me all there is to know about life, as I said in the beginning. And I want to thank you. I want to say thank you to Mr. And thank you to Mr. And thank you to Mr. And thank you to Mrs. And thank you to Mrs. And thank you to Mr. I'm sorry that I threw. Oh, by the way, Mr. Remember when you told me to stop throwing vegetables off the stage during the Christmas concert because you didn't want the assemblies to turn into rock concerts?
Don't do that.
It was the Christmas concert. You're supposed to throw vegetables off the stage at Christmas concerts. That's my opinion anyhow. And if you don't like it,
all right, there it is. Some Tom Green with the song "Teachers Suck" right there.
Nice. I haven't heard Tom Green in a while. That took me back to the days of organized rhyme.
Yeah. Well, yeah, brought me back to my hip hop roots.
Yeah. Those are deep roots too.
Yeah.
Very deep roots.
That's pretty much all.
That's
the
pretty
hip-hop.
Much the extent of your hip hop culture and roots and what you listen to in terms of hip hop. Okay. We gotta move right along because Nightmare Radio is following up with us at 10 o'clock. The next song I'm gonna play is from. This is from a movie, again. Oh no, I didn't pick one from a movie. Retard. Okay. This is from a movie about. It's a coming of age high school. Story again, which was released right around the time that we were finishing up. We're really dating ourselves on this show, yeah. By the way. And it's from the movie called Can't Hardly Wait. This is probably my favorite song on this soundtrack. The Can't Hardly Wait soundtrack is kind of what put Blink-182 on the map. But this was far and away my favorite song on the album. And it's called High by a band called Feeder. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So here we go. This is Feeder's High on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Mono A Mono Show, folks. That's correct. You didn't tune into the wrong show.
Guess I'm stuck in a dream, surrounded by colored leaves on the ground. I stare at the tree, I see one fall down on my hand. As I start to explore, I can't ignore a man. He turned his head around, his face was all I won't be on.
Today. All right, well, you
and you
just
also
heard...
go to school. Today was the first day of school.
Oh, that's right.
See how I tied it in there?
Yeah.
I know.
See, so what you just heard was Feeders High right there. And one thing I was thinking of is, how come those last two, and a lot of them, dealing with, like, going back to school and high school, have to deal with drugs?
I don't know, man.
Drug use.
Yeah, because Tom Green was talking about drugs, too.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But during that song, I mean, we started having the little mosh here, and I came up with the greatest new idea that I think is going to be world-changing. A lot of bands went away from the mosh pit, and they went to, like, stadium seating and theater seating.
Auditoriums.
Yeah, I think you have your concert in, like, a gymnasium with wheeling seating, and you have the mosh pit on the wheeling chair.
Yeah, because nobody, like, if you're sitting down, nobody's going to get hurt.
And people with wheelchairs have an advantage.
Oh, distinct advantage.
Yeah.
Especially
you heard
if
they, it especially
here if they play murder ball.
You heard it here first. The proof is in the podcasting.
The proof is in the podcasting. Okay, let's do this, Steele.
All right. Now, we got to open the ball.
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Now, you know what? Right when we thought of chose this theme, the first thing that came to my head was Lauryn Hill's The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh, wow. Good one.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm not going to play that. You'll probably hear that next Monday.
Man,
But
I thought you were going to, like, you had a theme of going back to your hip-hop roots.
Yeah, no. Actually, I don't even know any songs off of that. But let's open the vault.
Okay.
It is now time for
the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
All right. Now, what we're going to do here for these knockout punches is we're going back-to-back.
Yes.
Right here. Back to back. Mine first. DJ Ed Rock's playing his second.
So we can take you right into Nightmare Radio.
That's right. Now, I'm going to start off. Now, speaking of the miseducation, that got me thinking along the lines of, what do you get at school? An education.
Oh, yeah.
So my next song here I'm going with is Modest Mouse's song, Education.
Nice.
Because it ties into school with education.
Right, with education. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, and for my last song, I decided to stick it to all the teachers that have been complaining about having to go back to school, and I decided to play an anti-back-to-school song with School's Out by Alice Cooper.
Nice. All right.
Just to say, yeah, this is what you were playing 2 months ago, but guess what? Ain't happening no more. Get back to work and contribute to society, biatches.
On the back to school show here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Call it education, it was somewhere in between. You gave me some sound advice, but I wasn't listening. After we had capsized, I could tell you how you'd fall. Well, I'm not sure if I'd learn to rest on the city. Not quite conversation, it was somewhere in between. You said everything is starting, I listen patiently. All this dog and pony, we still monkeys the whole time. We could not help from flinging shit in our modern suits and ties. Our instincts, they were cringing about how we lived our lives. Didn't seem we lived enough to even get to die. All these dance distractions, so beautifully complex. Well, I love life surprises so much, I don't want to know what's up. I'm a beauty.
stumbled out very well. Hardly education, it was somewhere in between. Oh, I hit the roof, but I had aimed for the ceiling. Chef looking much smarter than me. Good old Nostradamus, he knew the whole damn time that always be an east from west and someone in the fire.